Dead Connection, written by Alifair Burke and read by Elizabeth Kay. Ellie Hatcher never thought she'd be a cop. Sure, like any little kid modeling herself after a parent, she'd thrown around the idea. But police officer had fallen somewhere on the list between fashion designer and astronaut. Then, after her father died, she believed she'd lost every positive feeling she had about law enforcement. Her father literally gave his life to the job, and it left his family with nothing. No money, no support, not even answers about his death. It also left her without the luxury of dreams about her future. When her older brother Jess ran off to New York to become a rock star, Ellie and her mother had been on their own. Even if Ellie had been willing to leave as well, the scholarship money she earned in B-level beauty pageants fell far short of out-of-state tuition. That left Ellie as a part-time waitress and a part-time pre-law student at Wichita State University. She'd probably be a lawyer in Kansas now if it weren't for Jess, or at least for her mother's inability not to worry about his pattern of mixing alcohol, and most likely other substances, with a general penchant for recklessness. After 2 years of watching her mother age 10, Ellie realized the best thing she could do for her mother and herself was to leave Wichita to look after her brother. Then a strange thing happened. She fell in love. Not with a man, but with New York City. Young people living beyond their means, in cramped apartments, walking to the corner deli for takeout, tiny specks moving intently, carving out their own patterns among the chaos. Life in the city was exciting and unpredictable, exactly the opposite of the endless enclaves of ranch homes she'd known as a child. She was turned down for every paralegal job she applied for, but she learned not to care. Waiting tables paid more anyway, at least on the good nights. Then a stranger thing happened. As is inevitable in any relationship, Ellie started to notice the darker side of the city she loved. Beneath the tall buildings, upscale boutiques, and bright lights lived signs of a seedier and more harsh New York. A woman with fading bruises, pausing discreetly at the garbage can outside of the bakery, eyeing the half-eaten croissant lying just under that discarded cigarette butt. A homeless man tucking himself more tightly beneath urine-soaked cardboard boxes, hoping to avoid a rouse to the shelters that would not permit his one and only possession, the matted beagle snuggled into the crook of his knees. Too many men waiting at the Port Authority for the young girls who arrive from faraway towns with big dreams but nowhere to sleep. Ellie tried to look away, to ignore the signs like everyone else. But as she strived for blissful ignorance, the problems only grew more glaring. She realized that only one job would allow her to love this city the way she wanted to. She could be the person who stopped to help instead of looking away. It took 3 years of part-time classes at John Jay, but she finally became a cop. Then, after 4 years of hard work, she made detective.